Stefan Lombard. Gaan het?
Lekker, hoe gaan het met jou?
Still in a pandemic. what was the first thing? I mean, the 5th of March last year, I think we hadn't thought lockdown. Lockdown seemed to be something that draconian country China does to bring mm-hmm. things under control, right? Because Wuhan was locked down very heavily and we were interviewing people to be like, oh my gosh, girl, are you going to get back to Wuhan in time? But Italy didn't seem to have a lockdown.
And if you asked me whether these things, if the virus was coming, if lockdown yes. was a possibility, I would have said yes.
Okay.
But I didn't really believe it.
Got
because
you.
My life has never been disrupted. I have had that privilege throughout my many years.
Not many.
But
yeah, you're very young.
But somehow it happened and it came. And I felt so naive. Mm. And I thought back, the last big social occasion I had was the Yo-Yo Ma concert, where thousands of us were mingling at our picnics on the Kirstenbosch lawns. And I'm probably part of a super spreader event on that day.
He didn't even have the term super spreader event back there. That's so crazy. Okay, so let's talk about it. So lockdown starts happening and now the naivety is washing away. What's the first thing you have to stock up? Because the toilet paper thing still drives me crazy. But what did you think? Okay, I need to stock this thing up.
Yeah, so this was now a couple of weeks later when lockdown was announced. And the first thing, I don't know why, and I knew panic buying was wrong, but I went down to the 24-hour shop and I bought a six-pack of Long Life milk. That's the thing that I need when all else fails.
You know, it's protein. It doesn't need refrigeration. You can go into a bunker with it. It lasts forever. I think that's actually a really good call.
Afrikaners were good at preparing for bunkers,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you. I'm impressed. Okay, so what's trending in the social media this morning?
No terrorism talk today. I'm here to chat about National Grammar Day. That was yesterday, but there just wasn't time for it. And people are sharing the grammar that after many years of writing, reading, and speaking English, they still get wrong. Is there one that stands out for you?
I don't get grammar wrong.
Oh, okay.
I am a grammar Nazi. I'm joking. Go ahead. Tell me. I'll think of it once you.
That's
once
what
you
a KZN in school gets for you. Many people saying it's and it's, the one with and without an apostrophe, because you have to stop and think about it, they tend to say, which is fair. I know the rule says yato, but I find myself pausing at times when using a while versus a while. Generally speaking, I then just avoid using it. My method for remembering who and whom never works, says Michael. I know it can be both, but in my line of work, data is plural. For example, the data are or the data show. I hate it and it sounds awful. Affect and effect always really makes me slow down and question everything I have ever written. A user called Rachel says lie and lay, and then says hangs head in shame and then lays down or lies down.
Data is like news.
But it doesn't
and
sound
media.
Right.
It's a difficult one. Yeah. So media is the plural. News is the plural. It's a problem.
English.
Because we've singularized those words.
English makes no sense to begin with. Beautiful language. I am privileged to speak it, mostly. But it does not make sense. The rules don't apply, quite frankly.
Don't.
Actually, let's do the I before E except after C one, right?
Yes.
Except when your foreign neighbor, Keith, receives 8 counterfeit beige sleighs from feisty caffeinated weightlifters. Weird.
That is hilarious. Okay, fair enough. I actually thought that one was pretty solid. I before Eve, except after C. French has got much worse exceptions and many more tenses. English is actually pretty good. The younger a language, which English is not necessarily, the simpler it is, which is why Afrikaans is so wonderful to learn.
But there is one French, and it's either right or it's wrong, whereas in English, I realize now, these are all like copy editors. Using punctuation inside or outside quotation marks is a British and US difference.
Yeah, look, that's what colonization will get you, babes. Bob's your uncle. Or is he?
Another popular one before I go. The capitalization of the words grandma, grandpa, aunt, and uncle. Similarly with geographic regions. And I didn't think about that one.
Why?
So Southern Cape or Northern.
What's wrong with aunt and uncle?
Is it capitalized or not?
Oh, well, when it's a name, when it's a title. I'll tell you, okay, I'll give you my grammar one. The apostrophe after S, whether it's a plural or the end of a... So Johannes's is apostrophe S. Hmm. But the people's the cheetahs is a, just an apostrophe, no s. So if it's a that the apostrophe, whether or not you add the s,
the the possession and the plural. Yeah.
No, it's always possession, but it's not always required to have an s thereafter. Anyway. Thank you very much. Let us know what your grammar hitches may be. And of course, do let us know what was the first thing you thought to buy when you realized that it was all coming down to a lockdown. Flashbacks of 1992 for you, perhaps? I don't know.